The following is a paid program presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a 501c3 nonprofit.
If Israel's enemies would put down their arms, there would be peace. If Israel would put down our arms, there would be no more Israel. Israel wants peace.
Moved by an unquenchable thirst for killing innocent Jews, terrorists continue their evil and anti-Semitic hatred for Israel. Yet God's chosen people are not alone.
If we have eyes of godliness, if we know that God is with us, God will be with us. The second we start to fear and say, oh, Hamas has so many rockets, and Iran, they're working towards nuclear weapons, and we have Hezbollah who could launch thousands of direct missiles on Israel, that is our weakness. That's when God says, you think I'm not as big as Hezbollah's weapons? You think I'm not as big as Hamas's rockets that they're throwing at you?
Welcome to an emergency Bless Israel program, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today we're going to talk about the terror crisis taking place in Israel right now, how the fellowship is responding with emergency aid, and also how Christians can help Israel and her people for such a time as this. Bishop Paul Lanier, chairman of the U.S. Board for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, spoke with Michelle Bachman, who also serves on the fellowship's board of directors and is a former U.S. congressional representative, to discuss the fight that Israel and her people are facing.
Israel's been hit so many times, in so many ways, from various enemies. Some of it, you can't hardly mention what happened without dealing with the obscenities and the absurdities, the viciousness. What does this say about the nature of the enemy that Israel is facing right now?
What I would say is that the nature of the enemy is satanic.
Yes.
It's satanic and it's demonic, because this is a spiritual war.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an irrational, deranged hatred of a people, the Jewish people. And now what we've seen is they were trying to commit genocide. They were trying to fulfill their charter. It's genocide. Absolute demonic hatred. That's why as Christians, the Bible tells, God is the number one character in the Bible. The second character is Israel. God loves Israel.
Yes.
He created this nation for the purpose of blessing all families on earth. Israel is a blessing. And so what does Satan want to do? Destroy Israel.
Yes.
Commit genocide against the Jewish people. And so we who are the beneficiaries of Israel, we benefit because Israel's a blessing to all families on earth. It's now for us, we are to bless. That's Genesis 12:3.
Yes.
Our role is to bless. We bless Israel. We bless the Jewish people.
Yes.
The Bible
mm-hmm.
promised it.
Mm-hmm.
We have an opportunity to bless. And if our Jewish brothers,
yes.
our Jewish sisters ever needed blessing, Bishop, it's now. It is now. And that's where, for those of us who have said for years, I stand with Israel, I love Israel, this is our opportunity to demonstrate that love in a real way, Bishop, as the Church of Jesus
yes.
Christ,
yes.
those of us who love God, this is our opportunity.
And you know, this is a great time again to say to all of our people who are listening in now how much you love Israel, you love this fellowship. Would you please, please consider giving? We've never needed you more.
Israel is a land which God says uniquely, prophetically, and repeatedly in the Bible, "This land is mine." God refers to Israel as he does to no other land on earth. Today, the people of Israel are in peril, once again facing unprovoked terrorism, anti-Semitic hatred, and violence from enemies vowed to Israel's destruction. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground right now during this terror crisis, helping those in harm's way and meeting emergency needs for vulnerable Jews, women, children, and the elderly. Your gift today of $45 will help rush emergency aid to God's chosen people in Israel who are in desperate need. Here's the number to call to make your emergency gift to the life-saving work of the fellowship. 800-965-8200. That's 800-965-8200. Again, 800-965-8200. or you can donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org. Sheila Walsh is an author, Bible teacher, and television host on the TBN television network.
Hello, my friends. I had the privilege this year of working with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I saw the work that they do on the ground. They need our help desperately now. The situation is devastating. So I just want to ask you, would you pray for our friends? Would you pray for God's hand of protection over Israel? And then would you do whatever you can to support, undergird this work that will make a difference? So I'm asking you. I love these people. I love the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I've seen the difference they make. You and I can help them make that difference. Thank you. God bless you.
Your gift of $45 will enable the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to help rush food, water, and emergency medical security supplies like bomb shelters to Israelis affected by this terror attack. Here's the special phone number to call, 800-965-8200. That's 800-965-8200. Again, 800-965-8200. Or online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org.
Greg Laurie here with some thoughts about what's happening in Israel. We have all been horrified to see these unbelievable images on our television screens and our social media feeds of atrocities that we have not seen since World War II. It's evil on another level. Well, Israel has to defend themselves. Can you imagine if on the heels of 9/11, people said, well, you know, just don't fight back. No, we have to stop this. And Israel has to do the same. So when the Bible says pray for the peace of Jerusalem, I do pray for peace, but I do pray that they succeed in stopping this wicked enemy, Hamas, from doing what they're doing. And I pray that they get the hostages out. So we need to pray for those who have lost loved ones in such a tragic way. But we also need to be reminded that I believe these are signs of the times. You know, the Bible says the end time events would revolve around the Middle East and specifically Jerusalem. God said in the book of Zechariah, he would make Jerusalem a cup of trembling and a burdensome stone. And it's interesting to look at the enemies of Israel, how often they bring up Jerusalem. You know, people say, well, all they want is a two-state solution. I think what they want in some cases is a final solution. And that's the verbiage that the Nazis used and Hitler used in eradicating the Jewish people from the face of the earth. You can't negotiate with someone that says you do not have the right to exist. And Iran, who back Hamas, have openly said on many occasions that they want to wipe Israel off the face of the map. So let's all be praying right now for the peace of Jerusalem.
Hello, everyone. I'm Penny Nance, CEO and President of Concerned Women for America. I know you join me in absolutely having a broken heart for the victims in Israel. I'm angry. I'm sad. We've cried. And together, our entire organization is praying for Israel. Our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews are doing amazing work that I've seen firsthand on the ground in Israel. I joined my friend Yael Eckstein actually on a military base and met young IDF soldiers. They were courageous, they were bold, they were resolute, and I understand that Israel is in good hands, but we must pray. So join with us as we pray for Israel, just as it tells us to do in Psalm 122. I will never forget the words of Jesus as he cried, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He saw, I believe, through the ages of all the horrible things that were going to happen to his people. So join us in prayer for Israel as we are told to do in the Bible, but also give. My husband and I gave a gift today to support the fellowship. They're doing amazing work and we all need to join together and help them as they are ministering at this important moment in history. Thank you so much, and shalom.
For hundreds of years, nations have terrorized, burned, murdered, and tried to obliterate the Jewish people. Yet Israel has risen from the ashes each time. God is the guardian of Israel and protector of his chosen people. Today, you have the opportunity to support Israel during this terror crisis and receive God's favor and blessing in return. A sacrificial gift to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of $45 will help rush emergency essentials, including food, water, medicine, bomb shelters, and medical aid to victims of this terror attack. Here's our special phone number. The call is quick and easy, and we can accept your donation with any debit card, credit card, or checking account. 800-965-8200. That's 800-965-8200. Again, 800-965-8200. You can also donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org. Eric Metaxas is the New York Times best-selling author of the book Bonhoeffer and host of the nationally syndicated Eric Metaxas radio show.
Israel understands that in order to have shalom, in order to have peace, sometimes you have to fight and you have to be willing to fight. Why? Because there is evil in this world. If you don't understand that there is evil in this world, evil will triumph. Israel understands that we have a right to exist and we will fight. Evil is at war with God. And when you're at war with God, you're at war with God's people. And I think that anybody who loves God needs to understand that there are evil forces in the world, spiritual forces of evil that want to crush the people of God.
Will you pray for and support Israel and her people during this terror crisis? Will you help provide security, protection, and medical care for Jewish lives? A donation to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of $45 will help rush emergency essentials desperately needed now. Here's that special phone number again. Operators are standing by. 800-965-8200. That's 800-965-8200. Again, 800-965-8200. You can also donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org. You're listening to a special Emergency Bless Israel program on the terror crisis taking place in Israel. Through all of Israel's suffering, terrorism, wars, and afflictions over the centuries, the preservation of God's chosen people is further evidence that Israel is God's miracle nation. God has protected Israel from the beginning of time, and He will continue to do so. Entertainer and award-winning actor and longtime supporter of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Pat Boone, reflects on how God protected Israel more than 40 years ago in what was called the War of Miracles.
Hatred toward God's chosen people seems never-ending, but God's protection is limitless. In 1967, seven Arab countries proclaimed, as of today, there no longer exists an international force to protect Israel. We shall apply total war, which will result in the extermination of Israel's existence. And those seven Arab armies surrounded Israel with 465,000 troops, more than 2,800 tanks, 800 aircraft. Israel began the fight with a preemptive airstrike against Egypt. That war was over in just 6 days. Journalists called it the War of Miracles. Yes, God has protected Israel from the beginning of time and will continue to do so. He always keeps His promises to His people. There's great wisdom in standing with God and in striving with Him to bless and support the nation of Israel, and I do. This is Pat Boone.
Bishop Paul Lanier, chairman of the U.S. Board for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and pastor of Hope Community Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
I'm believing that the enemies of Israel might seek to inflict and to wound, to maim. I'm believing that God will use this fellowship to alleviate, to heal, to feed, to clothe, to build more bomb shelters. Nobody should have to live like this. And yet again, Israel is having to pick up arms just to defend its right to exist and to preserve its next generation. For whatever reason, it seems good to the Lord that I serve as chairman of the board of directors for the fellowship. It is your fellowship, the largest humanitarian effort in Israel. But I'm convinced it's more effective because it's much more than a humanitarian effort by flesh. Our scriptures say it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Now I'm convinced that this extraordinary God is about to reveal himself, and all the world will know there is a God in Zion. Almighty God, you are the Lord of us, and we praise you. And we declare that there is none like you in all the world. And time and again, you have been there for your people in that one Israel and that one capital, Jerusalem. I pray as we have prayed, and we fast and we give. As Christians, Jesus spoke of giving and praying and fasting together. This church gave to be part of what you're doing. Our family gave to be part of what you're doing. And I'm believing, O God, that yet again, you will allow the servants to walk outside like the servant of Elisha and not be intimidated again by the enemies that seem innumerable, that seem indomitable. But you will cause the people of Israel to look and see the angel armies of heaven standing together in the authority and power of Almighty God, and that you will use this time for your own name's sake, that you will bring great success, and you will cause great peace, and you will silence those who sneer, and you will remove those who threaten. You will heal those who were wounded, and you will comfort those who have grieved, because that is who you are to your people. Prove yourself, O God, and we give you praise, for you are that one God. You are that one Lord. You are the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Amen.
"20 seconds. That's the amount of time Israeli citizens have to find a bomb shelter nearby in the event of a rocket attack. 20 seconds, a small window of time, especially for scared children and elderly to get to safety. That's why mobile bomb shelters provided by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews are so important, especially when thousands of terrorist rockets are firing into Israeli neighborhoods targeting innocent Jewish families. Right now, Israel and her people need our prayers and financial help during this terror crisis. With an emergency gift of $45 to the fellowship, you'll help rush emergency equipment for first responders, resources for homebound elderly, medical needs for those injured, water, food, the construction of additional bomb shelters, and much more. Here's the special phone number to call and make your emergency gift, 800-965-8200. That's 800-965-8200. Again, 800-965-8200. Or you can donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org. You're listening to a special emergency Bless Israel program. President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Yael Eckstein.
Shalom, my friends, from here in Israel. We are, as you know, at war, and there are so many needs on the ground. Food to bomb shelters under attack, distributing first responders kits and bulletproof vests to the first responders. Everything that's needed on the ground, the fellowship is there providing, telling them that Christians around the world stand with Israel. The northern border is under attack by Hezbollah, and the southern border is under attack by Hamas. And the fellowship has been on the ground since the first day of the war. And so the needs now are enormous. We are in, many people are calling it our second war of independence, because there's no losing this war. We saw what the terrorists want to do. It's not about land. And so Israel's in a war for our survival. Under rocket attack, we've been placing bomb shelters. And so the fellowship needs to be here to provide for those people in bomb shelters, the food, to provide bomb shelters for the people on the border that don't have bomb shelters. We need to be there with the bulletproof vests that are saving lives, with the bulletproof ambulances. And so I'm asking you, I'm pleading to you from here in Israel, we've never needed your prayers of your lips more than ever, and we've never needed any donation you can give right now, even $5 or $500. The money's going directly to the people who need it now. This is the time that we need you, not just to stand with Israel in prayer, which means the world to us, and I believe that's the greatest weapon, but to stand with Israel in action as well. So if you're led to pray for Israel, then donate whatever you can. I can tell you firsthand here on the ground, that money is going directly to the people who need it. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for understanding this fight and war that Israel's fighting, that it's a war of good versus evil, light versus darkness, and there's no losing. There's no losing this war.
Rabbi Daniel Korobkin, President of the Rabbinical Council of America, Israel advocate, and board member of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews in Canada, provides a closing prayer for the people of Israel.
Almighty God, merciful Father, you know how our people have suffered throughout the millennia. The Jewish people are not strangers to suffering, and we bear the scars of generations of martyrs and survivors. Our people are in great pain today, all at the hands of a merciless and brutal group who have lost all sense of humanity. Dear Lord, please bring an end to the cries, the suffering and pain. As the prophet Isaiah said, the Lord God shall wipe away the tears from all faces. At the same time, Almighty Lord, who grants strength to the righteous, our voices are also raised in battle cries. Unlike our parents and grandparents, we have a state of Israel, the homeland which Jews call the first budding of our redemption. We pray that you grant undying resolve and strength to our people. May you fill their hearts with the fortitude that Moses gave to Joshua. Be strong and of good courage. May you fulfill your promise to them in Deuteronomy that the Lord God is walking alongside you to fight for you against your enemies and to bring you salvation. And finally, merciful Lord, look down upon all the families of mankind who are showing their great kindness, benevolence, and brotherhood. Look at the incredible brotherly love that is taking place in Israel today, where mothers are taking in orphans and widows and children are being consoled. Gaze at the average Israeli, Jew and non-Jew alike, who is dropping everything to help his fellow man continue living with some modicum of happiness amidst this storm. Please bless our Christian brethren throughout the world who are joining in this effort to bolster the people of Israel. May you shine your countenance upon our brethren in faith who share in this burden we are now carrying. May you bless them and keep them, O Lord. Amen.
Friends, this is our last opportunity on our program today to ask for your help. Israel needs our prayers and support during this terror crisis taking place. The people of Israel are afraid for their lives. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground, delivering life-saving aid to Jewish families, women, children, and the elderly who are impacted by this terrorism. As Christians, we must act urgently and pray fervently that God's unfailing compassions will provide the resources to help Israel defend itself against these enemies who seek to kill Jews, not just in Israel, but all over the world. Your emergency gift of $45 will help rush emergency aid, including medical supplies, protective gear for first responders, trauma care for children, food, water, medicine, and other critical needs. Call 800-965-8200 to make your gift. That's 800-965-8200. Again, 800-965-8200. Or you can donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org.
Hello, this is Mike Huckabee. This would be an incredibly important time for all of the friends of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to stand with our friends in Israel. Let them know that we are not only praying for the peace of Jerusalem, but we're also praying and acting in their interest because we believe it's what God would have us do. God bless you, and I pray God will inspire you to generosity.
God's promise in Genesis 12, verse 3, is that He will bless those who bless Israel. please pray to God and ask Him what He would have you do today to help His chosen people of Israel during this terror crisis taking place.
Hi, this is Barbara. I live in East Haven, Connecticut. If you find it in your heart to give to the fellowship and the good work that they do, please do. Just do what you can, and you will be blessed by God, because God knows you're taking care, helping His people. I thank you, Yael. God bless you for the work you do.
Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by, ready to talk with you. Your tax-deductible donation of $45 or any amount the Lord leads you to give today will help save Jewish lives. Our phone number is 800-965-8200. That's 800-965-8200. Again, 800-965-8200. Or you can donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org. Bless Israel is paid for and made possible on this station through the prayers and financial contributions from friends and supporters of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.